The summit that lacked punch. Everyone was expecting something big this week, and it is a damp squib, but maybe that's the wrong term to use at the mouth of Halloween. Let me speak to Jamie DeLargy. Jamie, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
The UK's transition out of the EU extended by quite a while, we would imagine, most likely to ensure that there's no hard border in Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland's never far away from this controversy. Northern Ireland and the Republic, never far from it. Where are we today as the leaders are watched by the media, the length and breadth of Brussels?
Well, what they're talking about is extending the extension period, which is like, you know, this backstop to the backstop type of jargon that loses everybody and puts everybody around the bend. Now, what they're talking about is that we were supposed to conclude our dealing and leave the EU next March, and then we would have an extension period which would take us to the end of 2020. That means we'd effectively stay in the EU, but we've no voting powers, but we would obey all the rules. And that's the period they're talking about extending. When I was talking to you, it was a couple of days ago, I mentioned that they might extend, and this is also a possibility, they might extend the talking that they're currently undergoing now. It's called Article 50 talking, and it could go on beyond March so that we wouldn't tumble out or at the end of, as I say, just before April next year, that would continue. So there's two options. There's two periods they could extend. They could extend the current chat, or they could extend the talking that will take place after we effectively leave the EU next year, but actually continue to obey all the rules. So they would have set, there were several options there on the table, but I think it's fairly likely that they will, one of those periods will be extended. What does it all mean? It's really just buying time, isn't it? I mean, they're still not an agreement, and they've boxed themselves into two corners where it doesn't look as if they can possibly agree over what happens between North and South here. I think it's pretty much now, they have made some progress in that the EU has suggested there would be a regulatory border down the Irish Sea, but they also want a customs border as part of this backstop. And Theresa May has said, effectively, I'll buy the regulatory border. The UP hate that, but I'm prepared to buy the regulatory border. This is what we understand, but I'm not buying the customs border. So the customs border is the idea that is the sticking point, and it's very hard to see, given the two positions that the two parties have taken, that they would ever come to an agreement on that. But I think they will, in some shape or form. Somebody will cave in, or there will be some famous fudge to get them over that hurdle.
And will that fudge include satisfaction for the DUP?
No, the DUP, I've always said, from the word go, will be sold down the river because they're asking for too much. And there was always, they had to make a concession. And as I say, the UK government looks poised to have a regulatory border along the Irish Sea, which the DUP don't want. And that is definitely going to be part of the mix. It's whether they do a further fudge and have some form of customs checks, which are not really customs checks, but in fact are, which the DUP will hate even more. No, the DUP pushed their luck too far. They're in a strong position, and they could still bring the government down. But what Theresa May's... You would imagine it is, that, you know, I'm not one of those conspiracy theorists, but you sort of wonder why it's taken so long to come to some sort of agreement, since both sides know what's at stake. And you think they just say, right, okay, the talking's gone on long enough. This is what you want. This is what we want. And let's sort of meet in the middle and agree something. But it suits everybody to roll it on. Why? Because Theresa May then comes back from the final negotiations, which are not going to take place next month, as we thought, but probably maybe in December, or maybe, well, you wouldn't be surprised if it takes place in January. And she comes back saying, this is the best deal that I can get from them. And it involves a regulatory border, and actually, to tell you the truth, even though I don't want to discuss it in these terms, a bit of a customs border as well. DUP go absolutely mad over that and say, we're not buying that, we're voting against that, we're going to stop this. And then all these Labour MPs weigh in, and they vote for the deal, even though they don't really like it, because it's better than no deal, which is a total disaster.
But do you think something will happen at the end of March, or will it be drifting? The Eagles have a great album called The Long Road Out of Eden. This will be The Long Road Out of Europe. Is it going to be like that?
Well, it's interesting, as I say, because they had the choice of extending the current talking, and they're not going to do that. So you sort of think, why are they not going to? Why, it's the obvious thing to do. You say, look, we don't. It's always been on the cards. It's not as if something, you know, brand new would have to be conceded. It has always been a possibility if both sides agreed the current talking could extend beyond the 2 years that's been agreed and would go on beyond March. Why are they not talking about it? Because they really want to bring it to a head. They want a crunch point. They know that there's no point in saying, well, we'll put that March off to maybe the end of the summer, because they know that just this carry-on would keep going. But also, it sort of suits everybody to have it right up to the cliff edge. And again, this is not me just saying this. You can see this in the papers and the commentators, that it suits Theresa May to be in a position where she's run out of time and she comes back and says, look, here's the crack. This is the best I can do. If we want to avoid a no deal, you're all going to have to back me, and you're all going to have to vote the DUP down, and indeed the hardline Brexiteers in my own party. Now, so in that sense, it's in her interest to actually bring it to a head at some point, because she knows she can't go very much. You know, there's no advantage to stringing it out. It just puts her under more pressure. It means that the DUP have a position to sort of pick and guerrilla tactics and pull apart her legislation and possibly halt the budget and do that, bring it all to a head, get the Labour Party sufficient numbers of the Labour Party to buy into the idea, and together the moderates in the Conservative Party and the people who are prepared to change sides or switch over in the Labour Party and back the deal. And then it goes through, and we leave, which is, I think, will happen. We leave at the end of March, go into this transition period, and we will, as I say, will leave with a deal.
Well, very briefly, Jamie, Doreen's asking a question. Is it still an advantage to have an Irish passport for next summer's holidays?
Oh, absolutely. It's just absolutely. For next summer, no, it doesn't really matter, because we're still in the EU. But I would have thought there are advantages to having an Irish passport. If you know political objections to it, absolutely, it's the one to go for. But we don't need to worry about anything. Hold on, sorry.
It's 2019 year, 2019, after March.
Yeah. Yes, if we crash out, which I don't really expect, but if we crash out, it'll be important to have that Irish passport for the just because it would confer all sorts of advantages, whether it would actually be necessary or helpful for the summer holiday, who would know? Because it would bring in arrangements fairly quickly to ensure the tourism trade continues. But it would be no harm to do it. But I don't think it would even be needed, because I think there will be a transition. We will have a deal. There will be a transition, and we will continue to be in the EU until the end of 2020.
Okay, Jamie, thank you very much indeed. No crashing out as far as Jamie's concerned. He says that every time he comes on. And you know, he might be right. With a bit of luck, he might be right. This place is going to be a disaster. Right, good morning. 02890 333 105.